Hello, this is Sarah. I'm one of the floor supervisors here. If you give me one second, I'll get the account pulled up so I can further assist you today.
Okay.
All right, verify your first and last name for me, please.
Tressa Jordan.
All right, thank you, Ms. Jordan. And verify that address for security purposes on your behalf.
2653 111th Avenue, Allegan, Michigan, 49010.
Thank you for that. All right, just bear me one second. I'm trying to get the account pulled up. Alrighty, so I do see here, I got the account pulled up and I do see originally there was a chance to enter and to win the kitchenware for the $5.74. Alrighty, I do see where the last representative has already refunded you back for the $67.32 back on November the 11th. Okay, and how may I help you today, ma'am?
Well, I have talked to my bank, and even though I've agreed to the one refund of $33.66, this last refund, I don't even know how much she refunded me. She didn't tell me, and they told me that you guys still owe me $153.30 because for one, I was supposed to be receiving some kind of vouchers. Never received any of that. I looked in all my spam, my junk mail, my regular email, and everything. Never received anything like that. So the bank advised me to contact you again to have you give me a full refund of everything that you guys have taken out of me besides the 574.
Okay. Well, we can't do a full refund on everything, ma'am. We do show that a voucher has been sent to the email that was on file. Let me just confirm that. If not, we most definitely can resend them out to you. But then to confirm, she did only refund the $33 back on the $67.32, but I just went ahead and processed the full refund back on that due to the misunderstanding. So the voucher for that month you won't be able to use it anymore. And let me just, she actually did do the full, she did 33 twice. So she actually already did the full refund on that.
On which purchase?
She did it on the last, the $67, correct. So the one below that, which other charge are you calling in regard to?
Well, all the way back to September.
Right, yes, ma'am. But
like
you should have, right. But if you didn't enter in the win the kitchen, then it would be fraud. That means you could go to your bank and your bank would be able to dispute everything. But since you entered into win the kitchen where it doesn't make the account fraud, you just was unaware that you was enrolling into a membership for the discount membership store, which is understandable, ma'am. So give me one second. Let me get the account loaded back up and I'll be able to see what I can do about the $33 charge that was in November as well. Okay, it was $39. So on the $39 that was billed on November the 5th, I can process a 35% refund back on that. Hello?
Yeah, what I'm saying is you guys are telling me that a voucher was sent to my email. I have looked through everything on my email. I have not received anything since September when I entered at the $5.74.
Okay.
So
did you check your spam in your junk folder as well?
Yes, I did.
Okay. We can resend it, ma'am. We do show that it was sent, though, on our end. I understand you don't want it, though, ma'am, but if we could just refund you in full, that would most definitely be what we would do, ma'am, and try to, instead of trying to send another voucher out to you, but due to it already being an agreement that you made with the company, ma'am, all that we are able to do is work with you on the most recent charge.
I don't even know what the company was.
Okay.
All it says on my bank statement is new product. That's it.
It's the selected premier discount. That's exactly what the company was that you ordered for the to enter in the Win the Kitchenware.
Well, either way, if you don't refund my full amount of $153.30 minus whatever you've already refunded, it's going to be disputed.
Yes, ma'am. And like I said, I understand you can dispute it, and your bank most definitely can refund you back right then. What they'll do is, ma'am, they're going to give us a phone call, and they're going to verify all the information that was on the account, like the email address.
Well,
they're going to get
calling you guys. If you don't leave a number, then you don't get a hold of anybody.
Right. It's in the email, ma'am, as well
Since
as it's on. It's beside the bank statement.
And
all I can do, ma'am, is a 50% refund off the $39.99.
Oh, my God. That's the same thing that they told me yesterday. Well, I can only do half of a payment after you guys have taken out almost $200. And I never authorized that.
Yes,
I
if it
no
wasn't authorized,
this
you
money
wouldn't.
Was going to be coming out of my account.
I understand you didn't acknowledge that, ma'am. That's why you're contacting us.
Exactly. To work this out so you guys refund my money back. Now, I was nice yesterday, and today you guys are pushing me, just refund my money, and you will never have to hear from me again. And don't tell
yes,
me you
ma'am.
Can't. Yes,
no,
you
ma'am,
can.
We can't. The only thing I can help you with is that $39.99. I did just go ahead and refund that one in full for you for your misunderstanding with the service. Would you like to write down a refund confirmation number for that $39.99?
Why was the other girl that I was just talking to saying that she could do the most too recent? Now all of a sudden
she
you're
did
telling
me
you can only do $39.50?
She did the $67.32 and I did the $39.99.
What am I supposed to do? Keep screaming at her?
No, ma'am. Would you like to write down that refund confirmation number?
No.
Alrighty, well, it will stay canceled, and those two refunds do take the 3 to 5 business days to receive back onto the card that was ending in 2937.
That card doesn't even exist anymore. So how am I supposed to get my money?
Your bank will move it onto your new card. It goes back to the same bank account.
She's a supervisor. Is there anyone else that we can speak to over you?
Well, ma'am, I'm most definitely capable of helping your account. We all handle the same protocol here regarding the membership fees. Just give me 1 second, Ms. Jordan. Let me see what else I can do. Give me 1 second.
Let me explain something to you. I'm her husband.
Can you give me 1 second, please? I was putting her on a brief hold really quick. Thank
you.
Thank you for holding, please.
We authorized. You put me on hold, you dumb bitch.
She was trying to say something to you.
Fuck her, dude. I was trying to say something to that bitch.
Yes, sir, you can refrain from the language or I can go ahead and disconnect the line. I'm honestly here just trying to help her, so I'd rather speak to her if you would let me.
Well, listen to me. She authorized you guys to take out the $5 and whatever cents for the vouchers, which she didn't receive. Then you guys continued to take out money out of her account, which she did not authorize. She only authorized the $5 whatever fee for the sweepstakes. She didn't authorize any other payments or, any you guys to take the money out of her account other than the $5. So we need the full refund.
If she didn't authorize it, sir, you guys would not. Well, no, sir, it wasn't stolen. If it wasn't authorized, sir, your bank would have most definitely handled it. They would have just told you that they could help you, but that's why they're telling you to contact us due to this being a legal and binding contract when it was signed up for.
Contact you guys to get our money back.
Correct. Due to because they can't do it because it's not a fraud account. That's why we're just trying to help and work with you the best as we can here to let you know what we can do refund for. It was authorized when the cookware was paid for $574. If it was not authorized, then you guys would not be on the phone with me right now trying to get your
we
money back
the
on the membership fees.
For the vouchers. We didn't authorize anything else.
I have the website, sir, that it shows right before you even pay for it, there's a terms and conditions box that says I'm 18 years of age and I understand and agree to the terms. In the terms, it tells you that you're signing up for a discount membership store where you do receive a voucher if you don't cancel out the account within the 5 days from signing up for the kitchenware. I did go ahead and already process a full refund off the two November charges.